نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، after thanking Allah and praying the blessings of Allah upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, today we'll continue with the reading of the ahadith in the book of Al-Imam Yahya Abu Zakariya Sharafuddin Al-Nawawi. And the hadith we'll read is Al-Hadith Al-Khamis Ashar. Al-Hadith Al-Khamis Ashar. And that is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, wherein he said, Al-Imam Al-Nawawi, he said, an Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا فليصمت ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. رواه البخاري ومسلم. الإمام النووي عليه رحمة الله he presented the hadith. He said, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. رواه البخاري ومسلم. This hadith, as we have seen it or heard it, is from the hadith of eminent companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man with the most reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu is the companion with the most reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, even when he spent only 3 years with the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Out of 23, he spent the last 3. And at that, he had the most reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who do not believe in the institution of hadith, the Muslims amongst them that are referred to as the Qur'aniyun, and the non-Muslims amongst them that are known as the Mustashrikun, that is the Orientalists, they query this point. So why is it that a man only spends 3 years with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? The Shia also say that. From amongst those the Shia hate so much is Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. So these people, when they oppose the institution of hadith, they say that how is it possible that a man stayed only 3 years with the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and even at that, he has more reports than even those who were witnesses to revelation for all the whole of 23 years. So the ulama have given a lot of explanations about this. But the explanations themselves have come from some companions and could be understood from some of what Abu Huraira himself, radiallahu anhu, had said regarding himself. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, when he was with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he returns to his house after he got a house, because we know that initially he was still in the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came into Medina not having anywhere to sleep. When Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu came to Medina, he didn't have anywhere to stay, he did not have anywhere to eat. And so what had been described about him at this period was that sometimes he would fall on the ground from severe hunger. That is even after he would tie stones to his stomach to hold himself up. He said, I eat whatever the Prophet gave to me. If something remained from the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, they gave it to him and the rest of the companions in his shoes at the time. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was in this condition. So when the people went to the market to trade and get money, as said by Abdullah ibn Umar, he would remain in the masjid, listening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, asking him questions. And whenever anyone was asking questions, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was there. And after all these, or in all these instances, he was also writing those hadiths. When he returned to his house, he will divide his night into three. He will sleep in a part, he will make tahajjud in a part, and then he will be rereading and memorizing what he had written down from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is from those who combined the two aspects of dabt we had mentioned to us. He combined dabt, bilhim, was memorizing from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was also writing down. The way people make muraja of Quran today in the midnight, that was how he was making muraja of hadith. The way people make muraja of Quran today, that was how he was making muraja of hadith. And he said so and so. He said so and so. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his sunnah is وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانٍ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعَيَهُ خَيْرًا. What man struggles for? He gets it. So Allah made Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu to get what he wanted. And even sometimes when he found that, look, this thing is not staying totally, he went to him and said, look, when I memorize, this thing does not stay. I want something. And the Prophet prayed for him that the hadith will stay. So he wanted it and he worked for it. And Allah gave it to him radiallahu anhu. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu became all of that because he wanted it, he struggled for it. Even at a time that people just got engaged in, we remember the conflict with the companions radiallahu anhu. Abu al-Hasan, Ali ibn Abi Talib and Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Abu Huraira was not involved radiallahu anhu. So at the time people had conflicts, there was trouble, there was problems amongst the companions, radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira was teaching hadith. So all of these, Allah brought his tawfiq for it, such that he became the one, the man with the greatest number of reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Huraira. And as such, the ulama would refer to him, they say, Hafiz al-Ummah. Hafiz al-Ummah, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He is the one who has reported this hadith. So he said, Imam al-Nawawi said that Abu Huraira reported that Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam qala, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayran aw liyakul. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Anyone who believes in Allah, who has iman in Allah, واليوم الآخر, and the day of Qiyamah. You see, this jumla is, they say it is shartiya, conditional sentence or statement. But if you know that it in kunta tu'min billahi wal yawm al akhir, if you actually believe in Allah and the day of Qiyamah, then these things will be for you. You have to do this or you have to stop doing this. So he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, man kana yu'minu billahi, anyone who believes in, you know, iman in Allah has to be in three categories, in three things: in the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the uluhiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his asma wa sifat. We have to believe in the rububiyyah of Allah, that like he said of himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the truth. He says, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. He says, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in. Allah created everything. Everything is created by Allah. This must be believed. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. And is the disposer of the affairs of everything. So every creature you see, the affairs of that creature are disposed by Allah. They are in his charge. They are under his charge. He takes control of them. He says you that jirul amra min as-sama'i ila al-ard, from above the heavens where he is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he controls their affairs. He determines what happens to each of them. And he had, subhanahu wa ta'ala, made it in each of these creatures that this is how you will move. You must not change like this. He says, La shamsu yambaghi laha an tudrika al-qamar. La layli sadiqu an-nahar. He says, La shamsu yambaghi laha. It is not due for the sun. It is not in its right. An tudrika al-qamar. That it catches up with the moon. La layli sadiqu an-nahar. And it is not in the right of the night to surpass the day. He says, Kullun fi falaki. Each of them is in its orbit, line of actions determined for it. Allah created everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It seems to be after. He will kill everything, destroy everything when he wants. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will raise everything back to resurrection. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he wants. Because all of this out of his mashi'a. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we must believe in this rububiyyah of Allah. And then we must believe in the uluhiyyah of Allah. That this Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one only to whom worship is due. Worship is not due to any other than Allah. Worship is not due to any other than Allah. This is from iman in Allah. So someone can say, hey, Baka, the imani. When someone tells you that, hey, you don't have iman, this is what he expects, that you believe in. So when a person sits beside a grave, the Sufis have a practice. They call it muraqaba. Muraqaba in the Sharia has its own meaning. But they call this thing muraqaba. Muraqaba in the Sharia means self-appraisal. It's self-examination. You look at yourself, how are you? What is your relationship with Allah? And you try to get better by the day. It's muraqaba in Sharia. It's known. And it is from what the Sharia encourages you to do. But it's muraqaba in the sense of the people of Sufiya. And that is that they sit beside a grave and they began to think, and then in their view, they will connect to the spirit of the person in the grave. People like Zakariya al-Kandahlawi, he does this. Zakariya al-Kandahlawi is the one who wrote Fadail al-A'mal. You know Fadail al-A'mal? He does this muraqaba. And Muhammad Ilyas said it is from this muraqaba that he was told to go on the da'wah of Jama'at al-Tabliq. So, this muraqaba is from Shirkiyat. Zakariya al-Kandahlawi gives a narration that there's a sheikh called Abdul Qadir. That this sheikh, he likes to listen to his recitation of Quran. When he is reciting, that sheikh likes to listen. The sheikh was dead in the grave. They said he traveled to the village. He named the village in Pakistan where he went to make muraqaba with the sheikh, dead sheikh. And he said the environment was hot. He started to his arrival. But that when he arrived and he started to read Quran to this sheikh, the environment was calm. So that is showing the Sheikh's love for his recitation of the Quran by his bedside. So when you say Allah is the one who controls the earth, then someone says, no, it is one Sheikh that made it. Or when you say that Allah alone deserves to be worshipped, and someone says, no, you get connection with one Sheikh in the grave, to a dead man. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى اتَّخَذُوا قُبُورَ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ مَسَاجِدَ. He says, the curse of Allah be upon the Jews and the Christians. Why? Because they took the graves of their past, of their anbiya, of their prophets, in riwayat, of their pious ones, are places of worship. And this was actually the first means that shirk got into existence, as is contained in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Imam Bukhari reported the hadith. The people of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam knew pious people amongst them. When you see pious people died, we know the long story. Their graves were taken to places of worship. And those are their names mentioned in Surah An-Nur. So grave worship, things like this, the Muslim knows that from the uluhiyah of Allah is that he does not do that. He does not do that at all. And he recognizes that from acts of shirk. So there is no asking from a dead body in the grave to heal illness. There is no asking from somebody in the grave, because those in the graves themselves, they are helpless. He says, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ الدُّعَاءَ ثُمَّ وَلَّوْا إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ ثُمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْا مُدْبِرِينَ. So the one in the grave, you can't hear anything they say. And don't forget, they are in the barzakh. The barzakh is cut off from this hayat dunyaya. So why does a living person call on to somebody in the grave? So from the uluhiyah of Allah is that a Muslim does not do all this, does not pray to anyone but Allah, does not seek forgiveness, repentance from anyone except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not place his trust in anything except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not seek help from anything except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kind of help that human beings don't grant. All of these are from what negates the Tawheed al-Uluhiyah. And the other is in having Iman in the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his Asma and in his these attributes. These ones have extensive discussions on the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his attributes. There are some of the Muslims in the history of Islam who deny these things. They deny the name of Allah, the names of Allah, or some of the names of Allah. And they deny some attributes of Allah, or some of the attributes, or all of the attributes, according to the sect that is concerned. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu, the one who believes in all this, and he adds unto that the belief that is the last day, the day of recompense, the day that all of this thing that is mentioned here, if he does it, he will see the reward. Meaning that he is not just doing these things we will mention for the sake of it. He is doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah. For he says, يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ, and that he will be rewarded by Allah on the day of Qiyam. This is what يَوْمِ الْآخِرَةِ. So some of the scholars have said that these two pillars of Iman are the most important pillars of the six pillars of Iman. إِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَةِ. That's why if you look at the Quran too, many times when Allah speaks about very, very important matters, he says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ الْآخِرَةِ. إِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَةِ, they are always coming together. Ulama say that because they are the most important pillars of Iman. So the one who believes in Allah in all of these manners, we say because all of these manners, because some people also believe in Allah, but in another way. Like the Christians and the Jews. Or like some of the Sufiya. Or like the Khawarij. Or like the Mu'tazila. Those things are not concerned. They are not actually believing in Allah in its actual sense.
the one who actually believes in Allah like this, and who also believes in the day of Qiyamah truly. But the one who does not, who only says, yes, I believe that there is a last day, but does not act towards it also, has not actually, truly believed in the last day. That's why he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says, وَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. How is it possible? كَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ. How can you attain piety? إِن كَفَرْتُمْ. If you disbelieve in the day that the children shall grow gray hair. If you disbelieve in this day, how can you be a mu'min? If you don't fear that there is Jahannam, there is Jannah, how can you believe? How can you act righteously? You know, there are so many times people want to do something, especially in the hidden. Nobody is seeing them there. When they remember that, look, on the day of Qiyamah is Tubul Asara'iro. Hands up. So this taqwa, he remembers something about Allah. He remembers Allah's punishment. He remembers Allah's jaza, reward, and Jannah, then he Muslim. Now we hear about Surah, the whore, the beautiful women of Al Jannah. He wants to make zina. Say, if I do this one now, it means that one. Let me wait. Lam yakmis hunna insun qablahum wala jann. He said, let me wait for that one. No man nor jinn had touched these people before. Pure women, let me wait for that one. So when all of this is established in the mind of the Muslim, it assists him to fear Allah. It assists him to live sin. It assists him to act upon righteous deeds. So the Prophet started with these things so that we take these things seriously. So he says, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir," the one who believes in Allah and the last day, says, "Fal yakul khayran." See the jawab. We say this jumla is jumla and shartiya. So you see, man is my shart. Kana fail a shart. So fal jawab shart. It says, fal yakul khaira. Let him therefore, the one who believes in all of these things that we have mentioned, let him therefore yakul al Islam ulama says lamul amr. He says, give that fail al mudari what a jazm. He says, fal yakul. Let him therefore say khaira, that which is good. Say things that are good. Ash-Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, when he explained this khaira, he said it can be in two ways. That the khair can be li dhatihi or li ghairihi. What we say can be khair from two angles. Al-khair li dhatihi wal-khair li ghairihi. The khair li dhatihi is things like reading Quran, making adhkar, performing salah, all of what we say, they are intrinsically good because they are words of adhkar and things like that. Very important passage, he says, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. This treatment told bil khair. Treatment of good in it. That is al khairu li dhatihi. That is al khairu li ghairihi. It is a statement that brings about good to a friend. You make a statement to make somebody happy. The good that the person brings about is the person's happiness. It is khair li ghairihi. So what it brings out, it will bring about goodness. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. Anyone who truly believes in Allah and in the day of Qiyamah, or in the day of Qiyamah, fal yakul khaira. Let him say that which is good. Like he commanded saying, he also commanded keeping quiet. He commanded saying, فَلْيَكُمْ. He also said, أَوْ لِيَسْمِتْ. If he said, أَوْ لِيَسْمِتْ, it could be said also. When he added it, he added لَامُ الْفَيْتْ, لَامُ اللَّهُمْ. So that we understand that compulsorily you must keep quiet. If you don't know,
what good will come out from your mouth? Imam al-Shafi'i alayhi rahmatullah, he says that this hadith, this faith, he says it is إِذَا أَرَادَ الْكَلَامِ. If someone intends to make a statement, he says فَعَلَيْهِ أَنْ يُفَكِّرَ قَبْلَ كَلَامِهِ. It is due. The rightful thing is that the person should ponder properly before he speaks. فَإِنْ ظَهَرَتِ الْمَصْلَحَةُ تَكَلَّمَ. And if the good becomes obvious that yes, this statement is going to bring about good, then he should say it. وَإِنْ شَكَّ لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ. But if he's in doubt that this statement I want to make, will he bring good or not? Don't say it. He says, Hatta tamhar, until it becomes clear that what you will say will bring about good. It's usually common. Sometimes somebody wants to say something. Say, I want to say something, but astaghfirullah. What I want to say now? Don't say it. Don't say it. Because that you ask that Kirullah, in fact, is closer to the fact that you are even recognizing that the most probable thing is that what I'm going to say is, he says, فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا. Therefore, say what is good. I will yes put. Or keep quiet. Ulama say, you only say what is good or you keep quiet. So what is the ruling? They say, ظَهِرُ الْحَدِيثِ. What is apparent from the hadith is that you must never say anything or something that is good. So they say, what about a lagu? You know, lagu, like what's the statement somebody makes, not intending good, not intending evil. I don't want to call it neutral. Just a statement, lagu, just a statement like that. Maybe from that is, but this should be intrinsic, because by what it produces, it can bring about good at the end of the day. If you say one's business, you know, affairs, someone comes, well, how much are you selling this pampas? You sell this pampas nowadays, and all this, you start making this statement. If the intention of going to the market to sell these things is to get the money to please Allah, then to be from good, that's why I'm saying that. But if you consider that statement in its own, it's not a statement of zikr, is it? This pampas is how much? Or this rice, one bag. Now, you start talking. This statement in itself, there's nothing good about it. And there's nothing bad about it. It's not good, it's not bad. It's just there. So, but it can bring about good if the intention of the person selling it is that when I sell and make profit, I will please Allah with what I earn, I will feed my family, I will do this because Allah commands me. It will be negated in that sense. So this kind of a statement, general statements too, they are permissible for us to make. It is permissible for us to make these day-to-day statements in our activities. For example, you're asking your wife, is there water in the bathroom for you? Is this actually bad or what? This statement, is there water in the bathroom? So it's from your daily statement. So these ones, it is permissible for us to make those kind of statements. They are considered as from lagu. But those statements that are bad or will bring about evil, or that are good and will bring about good, these are the second one we are obligated to say it. The first one we are obligated or prohibited from saying it. So we are obligated to say that which is good, and we are prohibited from saying that which is clearly bad, even to us. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, falyatli khairan, let him say that which is good, aw liyasmut, or he should keep silent. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And also, anyone who believes in Allah and on the day of, he believes in the day of Qiyamah, he says, فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ, let him honor his guest, let him honor his neighbor, Jar, let him honor Ikram, let him honor his Jar,
You see this jar, Al-Yukrim Jarahu, it is not one jaru, it is not one nibble. You see this jarahu, it is mufadin mudaf. You see the lukhum, all your neighbors. Teach neighbors, this one are my friend, this one will be my friend. La, Al-Yukrim Jarahu, all your neighbors. And Imam Hassan al-Basri was asked, these things, people usually think that it's a hadith, that's why I want to mention it. Who are our neighbors? Say 40 houses on the right, 40 houses on the left, 40 houses in front, 40 houses behind. It's the statement of Hassan al-Basri. Imam Bukhari reported it in Adab al-Mufrad. And his chain of transmission is reliable, Hassan. So those are your neighbors from this bayan of this salaf. Ibn Abi al-Hassan. Imam Hassan al-Basri. Alayhi rahmatullah. So he said the neighbors are 40 in your front, 40 behind you, 40 on the right, 40 on the left. Make ikram for them. So how is that? One, just easily, each of us, let's look at it. We believe in Yom Kiyama, yes. We believe in Allah, yes. What about ikramul jar? How is that? And it has come with figuratul amr. Fal yukrim jaro. Let him therefore, as a matter of obligation, make ikram of his jar. Unfortunately, the kind of civilization and exposure we make today has destroyed all of these things in us. So each person, you mount one fence, it's high, 50 meters high fence, it's barbed wire. So your neighbor to mount 100 meters fence high with barbed wire and electricity. It's electric. You mount, everybody mounts. So why, how is ikram done? How do you know what he's doing? Because you don't know what he's doing. You don't know what he's doing to that. Everybody gets there on your phone. Everybody on his phone. So how is this going to be implemented? Well, I think it's Bible. That's how it is in the Arab world too. The Arab world, everybody's on his phone. Nobody can know from when. On your own. Everybody's on your own. On your own. Quickly. On your own, the brother said that he lived with somebody for 3 years. He only saw the man twice. And that he gave back to the child, he slept around. That's what he said. He went to be in the Nama Shinako. He said, take this guy, save me. I'm not talking, man. Look at people who are looking up with me. Where is the crime in the jar? How is it going to occur? How will that person honor this brother? How will this brother also reciprocate? How is it possible? So, subhanAllah, he's giving me a problem. 240 in the front, 40 behind. 40 on the right, 40 on the left. How are you going to announce this? How are you going to resolve this on the day of Qiyamah? Because he's saying that mu'min billah, al-yawm al-akhir, al-yawm al-akhir, they'll be asking us about all these. How did you do it, your neighbor? And then he said, can you claim, say ikram? He did not say how to make the ikram. How to honor him. He didn't say it. So it means it is every manner of ikram, every manner of honor that is known, every way of honor that is known with you is how to honor somebody. People like Imam Ibn Rajab, alhamdulillah, even you have to honor him based on his level and his category. There is a millionaire, and you want to give him a gift, and you want to say something to him, you know how to say things. So that you may be bringing him down. So how do you share what you eat, what you... How do you know whether you're hungry or you slept in hunger? How do you know? With this 60-meter fence. On your own, everybody on your own. And they're visiting you in the house. So when children and women are busy, are not busy, they play the CD from morning to night. No going out, gate locked. If you want to enter, you have to ring the bell. You get out, you go away. How are you going to do that? There is this hadith that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu has reported. Al-Imam al-Bukhari brought that hadith in his book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, and Imam al-Albani alayhi rahmatullah in Silsilat al-Sahihah, he said this hadith is sahih.
Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, لقد أتى علينا زمان وما أحد أحق بديناره ولا درهمه من أخيه المسلم. So the time had passed with us. Nothing, the naira and kobo of a man was not important to him like his brother. He's a Muslim. The time came, the most important thing to the Muslim was not his dirham or his dinar. This is وَمَا أَحَدٌ أَحَقُّ بِدِنَارِهِ وَلَا دِرْهَمِهِ مِنْ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ. The one who is most concerned, he feels the one who needs this thing more, my brother. He said, رضي الله عنهما, he said, ثُمَّ الْآنِ, but now, الدِّنَارُ وَالدِّرْهَمُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَحَدِنَا مِنْ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ. He said, the dinar and the dirham are more pleasant to us, dearer to us now than our brothers in faith. They are dearer to us. He said, سَمِيْتُ نَبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم say that كَمْ مِنْ جَارٍ مُتَحَلِّكٍ بِجَارِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. How many neighbors? How many a neighbor will be tied to his neighbor on the day of the end? They will together. He will drag him. He says, Ya Rab, oh my Lord, Haba, this my neighbor, Adla Kababa Huduni, Famana Ama'arufahu. He shot my dog to my face. He shot his dog to my face. He says, Famana Ama'arufahu. So all the good that could come from him to me, he prevented it from me. Allah see him. The day of Qiyamah. Ibn Umar said that. Before it was my brother. Allah told us, didn't he say to us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that وَيُقْفِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَىٰ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَىٰ. Even when they were in need, they preferred their brother. That's what Ibn Umar said here. Bilma'na. That time, my brother is dearer to me. But now, if Ibn Umar said it then, what about today? Defenses are there now. It is now gone that you have defenses that will prevent that your neighbor from coming to you. You will use to prevent your neighbor. Each person should just look where he is with respect to this matter. Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam that Mazala Jibrilu you see me bil jari hatta wazantu annahu yuwarrifuhu. Jibril kept on reminding me, Jar, your neighbor, until I thought that it is going to be from earth inheritance, that oh, your neighbor too should be inheriting. He was telling me neighbor. This neighbor doesn't mean Muslim alone. Talk less of a Muslim. One of those who reported this hadith that we are reading today was Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. In his own case, when he narrated this hadith, a sheep was slaughtered in his house. So when it was being divided by his kids who are dividing the meat, he said to them, hey, don't forget our Jewish neighbor. So he said something, which Jewish neighbor? Jewish neighbor regarding this matter? Jewish neighbor for me? He said, I heard Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said this hadith. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. So ulama say, it is neighbor. He did not say your Muslim neighbor. He did not say your Christian neighbor. He did not say your Jewish neighbor. Say your neighbor. So if your Christian neighbor has a right in this case, like this, what about Muslim? What about your relative? Who is your neighbor? Who is a Muslim? Is he stronger? Today people find their family, hey, don't come to my house, hey, don't, hey, hey. The mother gets to go and put her in old people's home.
don't disturb me. Mama will be shitting everywhere. Our house is robbed and balat, robbed and tiles. Balat is not tiles. Marbles. Our house is robbed and marble. Mama will be shitting. You forget that you two are shitting like that all around the house. So when it's your time now to take care of her, go and put her in those people's home. You'll be visiting her every Sunday, visiting hours, 2 to 4, your mother. So, this is the kind of crisis. It's civilizational. But unfortunately, Muslims think that by this, we are, mashallah, we are civilizing. No. We are not civilizing. It's drawback. Because this kind of life has not brought happiness to those people who are living like that in Europe and America. It didn't bring them happiness. That's why they kill themselves by the day. Suicide rate is high. The man will just sit down and be thinking. As he's thinking, if he has a neighbor, he can talk to you. He'll be talking to the neighbor. He will reduce the stress. But talking reduces hypertension and mental stress or not. It does. So when no neighbors to talk to, he himself fences himself up. And he has 50 rooms in his house. Allah assist us. So when time I yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir, al yukrim baytahu. Anyone who believes in Allah and in the day of Qiyamah, he should also honor his wife, his guest. Someone is traveling, stops over in his house, please honor him. Take care of him, provide his food, provide his drink, provide his place of sleep to make him feel comfortable as much as is possible. So doing so is from perfection of our iman, is from completing iman, from completing Islam, is that we do all of these three things. So when he speaks, he is only speaking what is good. When he is... When he speaks, he say only that which is good. When he is with his neighbor, he deals with them rightly. And when he deals with his guest, he's nice. He does not say except that which is good. Look at the kind of character Islam is building in us. But today, anything else is mosque. We'll be seeing the mosque. May Allah assist us and make us better Muslims. And make all of these things easy for us to practice. You see, the problems with these kind of issues is when we hear them, we practice them, they become a problem. They become a problem because we'll be asked about it. Even you hear it, they told you, but you did not take to it. And that itself is destructive. It will now become evidence to you. When the people of hell go to hell, and what Allah will say to them is that, Alam a'ahadi laykum ya bani Adam, Allah ta'abudu shaytan, innahu lakum adu'un. Were you not told before? Just the same thing. Were you not told before that you should not give attitude to Iblis? You should not serve any other except Allah. Were you not told? That's because they had heard, but they refused to implement. They heard it and it ended like that. All of these things, the basic concern is that we implement them. If we implement them, we'll have the reward of having heard it. And we will have the reward of following Mo'ez, of following admonition. The same thing. If you say it, you must also implement it. So that you have the reward of saying what is good, you also have the reward of what? Implementing what you say. So that you do not become like the Jews. Regarding whom Allah says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. That first
Hamza itself to change Salatati. Because that Hamza is Hamza to Istitamiya. Ata'amuruna. Al-Inkari. Ata'amuruna. Are you doing this kind of thing? Do you not think at the end now hit it again? Salatati. Let's be nice to our neighbors. Let's be nice to our guests. Let's not eat anything except that which is good. One day, Abu Shah, a man called Abu Shah, he came to Medina. So when Prophet made Hijrah, he went to them, alayhi salatu wasalam. So on the day of Fathu Makkah, when the Prophet made his final movement, Fathu Makkah, to Makkah, he was there. So the Prophet was making admonitions. So he told the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet, I want this statement you are making, I want it written. He says, Ukubu li Abi Shah. What I'm saying, write it for Abu Shah. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. He said, Mushrikun are abusing me that everything you say, I'm writing it to. And you are a human being. Sometimes you are annoyed. Sometimes you are happy. Sometimes you are sad. Sometimes you are... So is it everything you say that I should say? He says, write it. This فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. Write it, because this is my mouth. Nothing comes out of it except the truth. When are we going to be like that? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now write, anything that I say, write. Whether I'm annoyed, write it. If I call somebody, why hard? Woe be to you, write it. I said to so and so, woe be to you. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. Nothing comes from it except the truth. And so those that he caught amongst the Muslims, Allah converted it for reward, to rewards for them. Everyone that the Prophet told us, Waila, أَوْ فَكِلَتُكَ أُمُّكَ يَا فُلَمْ. May your mother be grieved for you. My mother, she die, reward for you. The Prophet said that to his reward. لَا يَخْرُجْ مِنْهُ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. Nothing came out of the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad. This case, for I used to think that it is Hassan, that one day the son of Abu Lahab was abusing the Prophet. The Prophet said to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. Say Allah, arrest him with one of your dogs. One day he was in a tree with his father Abu Lahab, and they made a step over somewhere. So the night he heard the lion roar, like that. So the boy said that, I am sure that this lion is coming to kill me. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that Allah should arrest me with one of his dogs. I'm sure this lion is for me. The lion went and killed him. Meanwhile, the father still did not accept. He was saying that anyway, that's the point of question, that because he knew that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not say anything except that it is true. One day a companion was coming, Prophet was asking, Azakarun our Ulfa, man or woman, he held his private organ. He said, why do you think I fear Allah make me become a woman because he say woman? I can just change and become a woman. Because they knew that liar through you. I mean, faith in al-haq. Nothing comes out of the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad except the truth. Isn't it time for us, each of us, any of us, who stand one day and say, look, Allah, I beg you by the fact that nothing came out of my mouth except the truth. Accept this dua, I trust in Allah. When I was younger than this, it's difficult now. Difficult. SubhanAllah. When you are younger than this, a man and a woman quarrel. The woman was so pressed, she wanted the case resolved. She said, I was there, Allah, I beg you by the fact that no man saw my private organs except this my husband. Except this one. And it was accepted. Things like this, you can say that with speech too. Allah, I beg you by the fact that I never said anything except the truth. It means we will keep quiet more. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man, so Ma'ata Majah. This hadith, Ibn Hajar mentioned it in Fath and he kept telling. So, the Prophet ﷺ, Man Ma'ata Najah, the one who keeps silent, succeeds. Yes. Become saved. He gets salvation. How? Because nobody will say that Nain Kokam. Nain taught this. He's Man Ma'ata Najah. And this song is commanded at the time that there is no khair to talk. When they fail to talk, then the public is for talking. May Allah make us from those who will only make it fruit and beneficial speaking. Akulu ma akulu haba wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah Akbar. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Yeah. You want to ask me questions now. I'm warning you before you ask me. Anyone, when we regularly remember this thing to really, really be censoring, so many things people say they should not say. Imam al-Shafi, alayhi rahmatullah, he said, how many people are afraid of the graves? And nothing took them to the grave except their tongue. A man is afraid, does not want to die, he's afraid. But the day he will die, his tongue will kill him. His tongue killed him. He sent someone to him, they cut off his head. He sent someone to him, they shoot him. He sent someone, they say, oh, you, we are coming to meet you in your house. They go and kill him, waste his life because of his mouth. These people say they are the president of a country when they are not the president, and that led to their death. Do you understand what I'm saying? This tongue. And there's nothing that easily takes somebody to the fire like the tongue. This tongue. Despite the favor Allah has placed upon it. Wallahi, the tongue is a blessed part of the body. If somebody speaks 40 languages, you'll be speaking all the 40 on the same tongue. The same tongue. Languages. One of the scholars, Sheikh Abu Ishaq Al-Huwaini, Hafizahullah, he speaks a lot of languages, about 6 or 7 foreign languages. He speaks Arabic, well. He speaks French, well. He speaks English, well. He said there is no language that he speaks except he knows it well. All from one tongue. His tongue. And that's why also from what by which Allah will punish the people of the tongue is, the people of the fire is, with their tongues. Some of them will be tied on their tongues in hell. May Allah save us from this evil. So this tongue, let us watch it. It makes and kills, despite its great favor. One tongue like this can cause commotion in all of this place. Let's be careful about what we say. Very important. May Allah make us better Muslims. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. You are sure that it is خير. You must be afraid. This is how a Muslim behaves. He's afraid. He wants to do something that's right. He's afraid that I don't want to fall into error. I want it to be for Allah alone and the way Allah wants it. You must be afraid. It's from the signs of Iman. Barakallahu fikum. Now, the two can be the case. If you are living the yard system, all of them, they are different households. Because it said in another hadith in Bukhari that they asked Aisha, or the Prophet, I can't remember really, how is the neighbor? He said, the one with the closest door to you. He said, which of my neighbors is closest to me? He said, the one with the closest door to you. So you can see, the use of that word door could mean the
yard system. Because that's one door, each of them is one door. So the one with the closest door to you is your closest neighbor. So since all of them there, because you have different doors, they are your neighbors. Even if it has to be compound, if that compound, if it's one door that leads to it, so that's one door too. So it can take the 2 minutes together. So if you have 30 people living in your yard, that is 30 for you. That is even 30 in the center. Okay, you have another 39 in front of you, 39 behind, 39 to the right, 39 to the left. From that, and 40 to the left, from that pastor of the Hassan al-Bab, alayhi rahmatullah, Imam.
If you are to share, let's take the aspect of food as an example. If you share the food, maybe you are supposed to eat your dinner and not take the, And how do you share the food you are supposed to cook within the 40? Let's just take one aspect of the 40. How do you do justice to this?
You give to the closest cost. The closest cost. The closest first. You want to give something to your neighbor. The one with the nearest door to you first. Then the rest. See, a great problem is even that the neighbors don't even know themselves. Knowing, just knowing by this. Talk less of sharing food. Which food? You share your food with the man we don't know. So how have we been doing? How has it been? So the connection is getting reduced and weak. Speak amongst themselves. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكن خيرا أو ليصمت.
In the situation where we have a neighbor that said that I don't want to have anything to do with the good people. Now, as maybe you see that we start to his area and he started as a very clear to the directing sense that I don't want to have anything to do with it. So how can one relate with the kind of neighbor like that? That is one. The second one.
Tabliq. Who is the real Tabliq, or he only considers you as Tabliq?
He only considers anybody that is
Sunnah. Okay.
So, and the second one, in some areas, if you slaughter Iran and you say that take this to my daughter, so we just say, ah, I want to see the Bamada Kulawa and Jumbo.
What does that mean?
I think we just think that maybe one
may... It's from idol worship.
Yes, for sacrifice.
How is it? This is the reason why we must not keep quiet about all these matters. It is true that many malam, quote and unquote, if they slaughter ram like this, it is trouble ram they slaughter. Ram they slaughter for another thing. If all this malam they are making sadi, they are making jalabi, they are, you know what I'm saying? They are the one making kayangida and all these things for you. You know those people. Some of them they have you think that they are good people, but they are shy people. In the place of the skin. So in that case, you must be known by your neighbor who you are. These are things you don't do again now. The neighbor must know who that person is. Who is he? What is his akida? How does he behave? You man have put friends already, so how will you know? In the problem area, let your neighbors know who you are. Don't let anybody mistake you for a person in Jamaat of you. Like somebody think that you're a Christian. Do you sleep in your house that day before you go and stand up and say, look, I'm not a Christian. I'm Muslim, Ahlul Sunnah, Kaf. There's somebody saying that you are Shia. You sleep in your house before you go and declare to your home. You see those people, they are my enemies. They are the most hated people to me on top. Do you sleep in your house before you do that? That is the reason why you must not allow your neighbor to sleep thinking that you are Tabligh. The Jama'ah to Tabligh group of people are the Jama'ah that
people have most unfortunately had a lot of misconception about thinking a lot of khair with the jama'ah. Allah khaira fihi. People used to say, and I've said it once, people used to say that they used to make sinful Muslims to become defiled. They used to sometimes convert some people from another religion to Islam. I say these two things are rubbish. Can another? Al Imam ibn Kathir, alayhi rahmatullah, in his book Al Bidaya wa Nihaya, he mentioned a man called Al Mihyar Al Daylami. He has Al-Juman Sir Alam Nubala. Al Mihyar Al Daylami. This Mihyar Al Daylami was a majestic scholarship. They was very good at the speech and writing. They used to write poems abusing the prophets of the companions of the prophet. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. This Al-Mihyar Daylami was a Majusi scholarship. He accepted Islam from the hands of the Rawafid, the Shia. He started to write poems, classics, against the companions. And one of the scholars, Muhammad al-Qasim, said to him, he said, Ya Mihya, Majta min markazin minan nari ila markazin aha inna. Oh Mihya, you came from Zawiyatin minan nari, from a corner inside fire, ila Zawiyatin ukhra, to another corner inside fire. Kunta Majusiyan, you were a fire worshiper for Atlanta, you became a Muslim and started to abuse the companions. So when he was a Majusi, he was in some part of fire. When he thought that he had accepted Islam and started abusing the companions of the people, where did he move to? From one corner to another corner in that fire. So if someone becomes a Muslim, how? What kind of Islam? What? That's why when we are saying Iman is Allah, we are saying those things that if the Iman is not like this, the Iman is that. The Iman is that. Iman is Allah, someone is worshipping grace, where is the Iman? Yes, where is the Iman? Where is the Iman with all the beards? Is it there they used to know Iman? People like Abu Jahl, Abu Dullah, their beards are long out. You've not heard about them. They used to have beards, Mushrikun had beards at the time of Jahiliyyah before the Prophet came. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. But if not, their beards, it does not mean that is Iman. What about this man we have in Nigeria? Well, they say, he does not believe that he's Allah. I hope that he repents before he dies. وَمَا يُلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. He's from those people. We will not, nothing will finish up except time. We are just waiting for time. If he dies like this, you regret. Like his forefathers, Awo and Bolaide, they are regretting his time. Those two people, they are from the greatest enemies of Islam in this country. Awolowo and Bolaide. They hate Islam, they don't hide it. May Allah knows what he did to them now. So now they will be knowing who Allah is. Yes, they will be knowing reality now. Because they will be severely punished in their days. So the beard does not matter. Where Awo was living, those useless people following him. He said, Awo was a talisman. He was a talisman. He was only wearing one shoe, one cloth. When he died, he found 353 shoes in his house. He was deceiving the people. Where is the fight? Fight without Iman. Allah will not put it. That's why some scholars say on the day of Sheikh Saleh for Zan and Sudan. In that day of Qiyamah, there is no wazun to Kufar. It's straight to Jahannam. Because there is no good for them. Allah has said, La nukimu lahum, yawm al-qiyamah to wazun. So they say, fire, it's Wuthan Kawad. So if you want to accept Islam, accept Islam rightly. That's why it says, Ya wa-lazina amanu, aminu. He says, Ya Ralazina Amanu Takura Habba Tukatihi. At the right way, you should fear Allah. Right way, you should fear Allah. Son is fearing Allah, and I fear the son. Son is fearing Allah. Is he fearing Allah? Yes, he intends to fear Allah, but he has not feared Allah. So how many people intend to become Muslims and they have not actually become Muslims? They say they make people who are sinful to stop sinning. Turn a mother, sinning to what? To innovation. During the time of Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, alayhi rahmatullah, He was having a munakasha with some people called Al-Rufa'iyya. He said, oh, God, this is also in the same year. We are busy, and you are saying what is wrong. And the Prophet said, he said, why should I not be? He said, Li'annana nistawibunna. Because we make people repent. Ibn Taymiyyah said, alayhi rahmatullah, tutawibunahum min mada. You make them repent from what? He said, from Fakr al-Tariq wa Sarqa, and from Amr Rabi and theft and all this. He said, look, their condition before you ask them to repent is better than their condition after you told them to repent. Because when you tell them to repent, they come into your sex profile. They begin to do what Allah hates, like what Allah hates, and dislike what Allah loves. So their condition before you told them to repent is better than their condition after in your thinking you made them to repent. So the end does not justify the means in our Islam. Please make people know who you are. You are not Tabligh. Someone calls Tabligh down time and tell him, look, I'm not Tabligh. It's very important. If you die too, you say one Tabligh man die in my house. Please, let's be saying that. Declare yourself. Make it known who you are. I'm Muslim. I'm listening now in Jamaica. If you want to add salt to it, please say you are silent. If the person you understand what that is. And let them know, look, me, I'm not Malam. If I slaughter ram, I slaughter ram because I want to eat it. So Bismillah, take it, it's halal. So if the person is sincere to you, by that time you should have known that it's our server. So let's make ourselves known wherever we are. Stop here, inshallah. Subhanakallah. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to go to the next one.